Grandpa Jake's Storybook. Crew and Co. Not now. Chantal, Derek, and Troy had come over for a couple of hours to play with Tristan. Today, they'd decided to build things out of Duplo.
I want to make a Duplo tower,
Chantal said.
My daddy showed me how.
I'll make it with you,
offered Troy. Soon, Chantal and Troy had a tall Duplo tower of red and yellow blocks that stood as tall as they were.
Look at our tower,
Chantal announced.
Isn't it amazing?
Wow,
chorused Tristan and Derek.
And look at the fire station we're making,
said Tristan. Chantal bent down to take a closer look at the fire station.
I like it a lot.
Are you ready? 1, 2, 3!
Troy called out.
Ready for what?
Chantal asked. Suddenly, with a crash, the tower she'd built with Troy fell to the ground.
Troy!
She shouted.
You broke the tower!
Chantal burst into tears. Derek ran out of the room and soon came back with Grandpa Jake. There were Duplo pieces scattered around the room, and Chantal sat in a sobbing heap on the floor. Troy stood with a puzzled look on his face. Around his waist, he wore Tristan's play handyman pouch with a saw, screwdriver, and other tools. In his hand, he held a plastic hammer, which he'd used to knock over the tower. Grandpa Jake stepped between the pieces of Duplo and sat on Tristan's bed.
Troy, do you want to tell me what happened?
Troy began.
It had to break sometime, Grandpa Jake.
But I just finished building it!
Chantal sobbed.
The tower wouldn't have fit in the Duplo bucket, so it would have had to be broken when we put the toys away,
explained Troy.
So I made it come down right away, that's all.
So I see,
said Grandpa Jake.
I agree with you, Troy. The tower needed to be put away eventually. But you know, there's something important to remember when you take things apart.
What?
Asked Troy.
That there's a time for it. You see, you and Chantal had just finished building the tower. Maybe Chantal wanted to play with it before you put it away. Did you think about that?
Troy shook his head and looked at the ground.
I didn't mean to break it in a bad way,
he said.
I know, and I'm not upset at you. You can learn from this, though, like Crusher and Breaker did.
Crew and Co. had been assigned to tear down an old house that was no longer safe for anyone to live in, and then build a new one in its place. Old Demolition Ball had been at work for several hours. Skillfully, he swung his large iron ball at the walls and brought them to the ground, sometimes in large pieces, other times in small pieces. Now that his part of the work was done, Demolition Ball trundled away to take a break. As Demolition Ball left, Crusher and Breaker made their way to the site. Mr. Oversight, the foreman for Crew & Co., explained to them what they needed to do.
Some of these pieces of wall and stone are too large to load onto the trucks, so I need you two to make them smaller. Dozer and Dee will be here soon, and they'll want to get working. Thanks, boys.
No problem,
said Crusher and Breaker as Mr. Oversight walked away. To do his job, Crusher would use his large teeth to break the pieces of concrete, while Breaker would drill into the pieces until they broke.
Why do we always get such small jobs, Crusher?
Asked Breaker.
I wish they'd give us some real work, not just leftovers.
I know, grumbled Crusher. Everyone else gets to work all the time, and we sit around getting bored.
Maybe when we finish this job, we can look around and see what else we can do.
Good idea. We'd better start working, though. I see Dozer and Dee coming already.
The sound of Breaker's loud drill could be heard all over the work site, along with the crunching of Crusher's teeth. Before long, their job was done.
We'll take it from here,
Dee told the two brothers.
Thanks for your help.
We'll take it from here,
repeated Crusher in a mocking whisper.
I don't like it when they tell us that. All the building vehicles think they're better than us. Let's show the rest of Crew and Co. that we're useful,
Crusher suggested.
Yes, we're a good Crusher and Breaker team. So what if we can't build?
The two brothers trundled around the rest of the site, looking for something that they could tear down.
What about this wall?
Breaker asked Crusher, pointing to a low-standing wall that ran around the back of the house.
Good idea,
agreed Crusher.
We'll show the rest of them that we're just as good as they are.
With a few drills and a few crunches, a portion of the wall fell down. Crusher and Breaker stood proudly admiring their work.
Oh no,
cried Little Digger.
I just finished clearing the rubble. Oh dear, the wall is broken.
We were working on the wall,
said Crusher.
But it wasn't supposed to be broken,
Digger exclaimed.
Mr. Oversight asked me to make sure that all the rubble was cleared from around it, as he didn't want it to be broken. Now we're going to have to build it up again.
Crusher and Breaker looked sadly at the ground.
Is there a problem?
Demolition Ball asked. Seeing the broken wall, he understood what had happened.
We thought we were helping,
Breaker explained.
I see,
Demolition Ball said.
But sometimes it's better not to work rather than doing the wrong thing. You have a specific job, tearing things down like I do. But we can't tear down everything. Otherwise, we end up destroying the work that others have spent a long time building.
We're sorry,
Crusher said.
Well, it's a good lesson,
said Demolition Ball.
I did the same thing when I was younger, only I made a much bigger mess, and it took a lot longer to fix. You're both needed, and even though you think maybe you're not used as much as some of the other construction vehicles, you're still part of the team. Everyone has a part to play, and you play a very important part, too.
We'll remember this lesson,
Breaker said.
And we're sorry about the wall, Digger.
That's okay,
said Digger.
It can be fixed.
We should tell Mr. Oversight what happened,
Crusher said.
Then he can help us fix it.
I'm sure he'll understand,
said Demolition Ball. The two brothers went to see Mr. Oversight and explained all that had happened. He was very understanding and was glad that they'd learned a good lesson.
Maybe I can find some more work for you two boys to do so you can feel more useful,
Mr. Oversight suggested.
I'm sorry I haven't had so much for you to do.
That's okay,
Crusher said.
And we'd be happy to help out wherever we can.
Gentle, I'll build the tower for you again if you want,
Troy offered.
I'm sorry I made you sad earlier.
I forgive you,
she said.
And I'll build it with you again. I like to build towers.
You worked that out so nicely,
Grandpa Jake said.
I'm proud of you both.
Troy and Chantal gathered the scattered Duplo pieces and rebuilt the tower. Only this time, it was bigger and better. And best of all, they'd learned an important lesson. Moral: there's a time to build and there's a time to break down. If you're not sure what's the right thing to do at the time, ask your parents or teachers.